Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me start off with this. We had this thing during 2020 where a lot of politicians were promoting and even paying bail for criminals. And it has led to many problems. Now, a Minnesota bail fund supported and promoted by the current sitting vice president, Kamala Harris. She was very prevalent with this during the 2020 Summer of Rage, is guilty of facilitating a convicted felon back onto the streets just 3 weeks before he allegedly murdered a man. This is called the Minnesota Freedom Fund. It paid $2,000 on April 29th to bail out 34-year-old Sean Tillman after he was charged with indecent exposure for reportedly masturbating in front of a woman on St. Paul public transport. What a charmer. 3 weeks later, on May 20th, Tillman, who has a history of felony convictions, ranging from assault, illegal possession of a firearm, and indecent exposure in the presence of a minor, allegedly shot and killed a man at a downtown St. Paul light rail platform, a crime for which he has since been charged. Now, this got brought up, and despite Tillman's swift return to violating the law, the MFF defended his decision to bail out the career criminal. In a statement released last week, MFF co-executive directors Mireya Ceja Orozco and Elizer Davis explained that they were happy to subsidize Tillman's return to the street since his bail was cheaper than most of their requests, and since they believe wealth should not decide the difference between pretrial detention and pretrial release. In all of our bail decisions, we strive to balance pretrial justice with community safety. As a community, we are struggling to navigate and solve violence in our neighborhoods, they wrote. We all want and deserve to be safe, but it's neither just nor effective to respond to violence by denying bail and preemptively punishing people who are disproportionately poor, black, brown, and indigenous. So if you are those things, then you can break all the laws you want, and they're going to help you get out of jail, no matter how bad it is. MFF has a history of paying for the release of dangerous criminals. In 2020, they shelled out $75,000, so a 36-year-old registered sex offender who faced 30 years in prison for allegedly raping an 8-year-old girl could walk the streets again. Before that, they bailed out a guy who faced 20 years in prison for the burglary and assault of a 71-year-old woman. And despite their history of releasing repeat offenders, Kamala Harris encouraged her Twitter followers to donate to the nonprofit in June of 2020 with the intent of bailing out rioters and looters and arsonists who were charged with vandalism and other crimes following the death of George Floyd. On Twitter, we got, if you're able to chip in now to the MNF Freedom, or the MN Freedom Fund, to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. They still have a picture of that tweet on the VP's Twitter feed, and directs users to a website created by the Democrat fundraiser ActBlue. The page is emblazoned with a photo of Harris and the words, "Kamala Harris for the people." Thanks to her endorsement, they raised $35 million to pay for criminals to get out of jail. uh, I'm just starting out with a couple of things to show how crazy it has become here. Now let's go to Texas. We go, you know, all the way from one end to the other, or one side to the other side, one top to bottom. You know, it is my position, and it's not just my position, it's a lot of position. Adult men who either dress like women or take surgical steps to impersonate them and then scheme for access to sexually perform in front of children are pedophiles. Full stop. Period. And this week in Texas, well, Antifa showed up armed to protect the perverts. In downtown Roanoke, a local distillery hosted a drag brunch with around 20 children in attendance, and in a perfect display of cognitive dissonance, radical leftists provided security for the event with AR-15s in tow. And from the Texas Project on Twitter, the scene outside of the child grooming friendly event at Anderson's Distillery in Roanoke, armed Antifa LARPers protecting a drag queen show for kids. By the way, the left never wanted everyone disarmed, just you. And you're looking at these guys, and they're standing there, and it's interesting. And the left constantly advocates for your disarming. Especially if you're law-abiding. And you're conservative, of course. Yet, in a strange turn of events, these same leftists have no problem exercising their right to bear arms so long as it's for the protection of child predators. And there's nothing harmless about drag culture, and despite the push from those on the left, particularly in the media and particularly Hollywood. 2 months ago, Salon published an essay under this headline, "Drag is Not Dangerous, How Exposing Your Kids to Drag Performance Can Be a Good Thing." The author, Heidi Klassen, details that her son came out as gay at the age of 9 and waffled on whether to expose him to television show RuPaul's Drag Race, which contains themes of sexual kinks and deviant lifestyles, eventually deciding in the affirmative. 9. 9. According to Klassen, "I was initially nervous about some of the language and sexual innuendo, but I felt he was mature enough to gain an understanding of these elements as they relate to drag performance. Some say their toddlers," emphasis added, "love the dazzling visuals and pretty contestants. Others abhor the language, suggestive sexual content, and occasional nudity." You know, this is nothing less than offering children up on the altar of sexual gratification as a sacrifice. Back in 2019, Advocate ran an article titled "Exposing Kids to Drag is an Abuse," which included some insight from well-known gay couple David Burtka and Neil Patrick Harris. According to Burtka, "We've been exposing our kids to drag since Neil's Hedwig days, and we're proud of it. Drag is a celebration of life and embracing differences. Shouldn't we teach the kids of today to be who they are and be proud of who they are throughout their lives? Drag is so much more than a man in woman's clothes and makeup." Now, I guess the question becomes, what if the person is a minor attracted person? Do we encourage that individual to live their truth? Mr. Burtka's commentary is full of fallacy and fallacy, a folly, but he continues, "Drag queens aren't hurting the kids. If anything, I think it's hurting the kids if you don't expose them." But, you know, leftist morality is so deranged, it's astonishing. Guns are bad and must be banned unless a group of pedophiles wants unfettered access to your children. Then guns are good. Guns are good, then. And the crux of the matter is not to determine whether or not children need to be introduced to drag, but rather, why do adults want access to children in a sexualized environment? What kind of mindset are you embracing, adult person? I find that amusing, though. I find it amusing that the left is out there, and I mean, these guys are all ninja'd up. One person's there. I can't tell if they have a gun or not, but you can't even, except for their hands, you don't see anything on them. All Antifa'd up and all gunned up, and they got a couple of ARs, and some of them are interesting the way they're set up and everything. They're definitely LARPing, though. They're definitely LARPers. LARPER. Look that up. If you don't know what that means, look that up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. In what was one of the greatest TV lines ever, Ricky Ricardo would look at Lucy and say, "Lucy, splain." And according to Ricardo, he never said, "Lucy, you got some splaining to do." And nevertheless, we got his point. Ricky wants an explanation because he did not understand what Lucy had said or done. So let's apply the Ricardo standard to this White House because they can't explain that from unvaccinated people crossing the border to the cost of canceling student debt. On the border, Peter Ducey of Fox asked a simple question and got an awful answer. Ducey asked Jean-Pierre why unvaccinated migrants can come into the U.S. and stay, while Serbian tennis player Novak Djokovic is banned from playing stateside due to his unvaccinated status. Jean-Pierre said it's not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on. This is going to take a process. We're fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration. And Jean-Pierre said of Dvořák that she couldn't discuss individual visa cases due to privacy reasons. Well, we already got it, though. You said it was Trump's fault, right? It's Trump's fault. But I knew that she'd say that. And as for Djokovic, he's not coming, and it's because of vaccinations. And whose privacy is being violated? And despite all of the word vomit that came out of her face, she didn't explain anything. Then there's the second issue. That's the matter of the cost of the loan bailout, the latest Democrat effort to pander for votes since Obama signed DACA a few months before the 2012 election. And the White House can't tell us anything on that either. Despite unveiling the policy last week, administration officials have yet to explain how Biden's student loan handout will be paid for in the long term. Economists say that since the proposal calls for the government to forgive the lending outright, taxpayers are likely on the hook as the principal and interest are piled on top of the nearly $31 trillion in existing U.S. debt. So who's going to pay for this? We don't know, but all those people between the coasts who did not go to college know that they will be paying for this. And there's no such thing as a free lunch, as a famous economist once said. And many know that it will make inflation worse. And as expected, the White House will be speaking a lot about semi-fascists, but avoids border crossings and the calls to bailing out students. Let's shift a little bit, shall we? The media is really mad that conservatives publicized how a hospital that admitted, and they proudly put it on their website, how it mutilates kids, conform them to their Munchausen mommies. Gender illusions actually mutilates kids, conform them to their or their Munchausen mommies. Gender illusions. But then we were told, no, it didn't, but it did. And moreover, telling the truth, again, a truth that the hospital admitted and even kind of bragged about, was actual literal violence. So stating what the abattoir masquerading as a hospital said it did publicly was terrorism or something, because normal people were naturally repelled at this hideous continuing atrocity. And this truth is problematic because it contradicts the narrative, which in this case, of course, we don't chop up children and make them into bizarre simulacrums of the opposite gender. But the narrative doesn't stop there. Oh, no, the narrative is also, and it's a good thing to chop up children and make them into bizarre simulacrums of the opposite gender. Shut up, you transphobes. See, they deny doing it even when they also think it's a groovy thing to do. And then they tell you that you are evil for speaking the truth. It's like the whole CRT shell game. CRT? Why, that's a graduate school theory that's not taught in schools, despite those documents were prepared stating that we're teaching CRT. And also, CRT cannot be removed from schools because it is a good thing that we must teach, so shut up, racists. And let's not forget the delightful euphemism of late-term abortion. Why, no one ever aborts a fetus at 8 months, 3 weeks. Also, it's vital to women's health to kill babies at 8 months, 3 weeks. Why do you hate women? Simple fact is that the truth hurts, and so the left just sort of hand waves the truth into oblivion and accuses you for bringing it up. Why would you allow bourgeois concepts like objective truth to get in the way of the official approved narrative? Well, the reason you would do that is because the truth does, in fact, matter. Truth will out eventually. Always does. Always does. And this nonsense has to some extent worked so far because normal people are just baffled by this. They get lied to, but not to their faces like this. And in the real world, normal people do not have others, often people in prestigious positions in politics or the media, so shamelessly lie to them about something right in front of their faces. It's like walking out to a parking lot as you hit the unlock button on your Ford. Someone else says, "That's my car." You immediately think it's a misunderstanding. No, it's my car, but the other guy doesn't back off. He insists that that's his car. Okay, fine. You open the glove compartment and pull out the registration. Hey, look, it's my car. You say, no, he says, it's my car. And you're a bad person for insisting that it's yours. So what do you do? Because reason has stopped being the means of resolving the dispute. Option one, you hand him the keys. No, option two, kick his butt and drive home. I would be going for option two. Our society depends completely on the ability to demonstrate truth with objective evidence. You prove who you are with a driver's license. You show you paid for merchandise with a receipt. You get the honors due a graduate by showing your University of College degree in pansexual interpretive dance. We all rely on the deference of others to the objective truth, truth reinforced by evidence. And in the past, we did not impugn others' character for pointing to evidence. But this is a whole new level of chutzpah. And this tactic undermines this very idea that there is a truth and that truth can be ascertained with relative certainty. So how does a democracy, and we all have heard a whole lot about the left, from the left, about how important defending the democracy from the threat of self-takers is, operate where institutions can place themselves beyond accountability by denying what they're manifestly doing wrong and then attacking those who try to hold them to account? Keep in mind that they could not get away with this without the fellow traveling of the regime media that nods along with this obtuse denial. And, you know, we keep hearing about how democracy can't function with basic facts in dispute, but this is something else. The deliberate lie that the facts are not what everyone knows they are, which the deniers actually alternatively admit are both true and good things as well, coupled with the attempt to levy social sanctions on truth tellers. Seems sort of kind of damaging to the discourse, doesn't it? And discourse is something that we need, because without discourse and debate, the things that this in-your-face lie ploy make impossible, what is there left? How else do you determine who wins if you can't possibly win because the other side simply denies indisputable evidence and obvious facts it knows to be true? Well, there's power, and power is likely to manifest in a backlash. We saw it in Virginia. We see it at school boards. We see it in the Latinx pivot to the GOP. We see it with Ron DeSantis pushing back in the free state of Florida. In a few months, maybe we see it in November. The pushback must occur. If we live with objective truth, everything is solved. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting the Obamas at the White House for the official unveiling of former President Obama's portrait.
This is a gift of the Obama presidency to the country and to history. It's a gift I felt personally.
COVID booster shots are being branded as an annual fall vaccine now, similar to the flu shot.
We do know that the fall season, the winter season, tends to be one in which respiratory viruses thrive, which is why right now is the time that we're rolling out these vaccines and we're really encouraging people to get them.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky speaking there on MSNBC. She adds the boosters have been shown to provide protection for 6 months or longer against severe disease and death. Russia is continuing to impose consequences on those who support Ukraine as Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Well, the sitting president has finally said what he means. If you're not on board, in his words, it doesn't matter if you're black or not. If you're not on board with his program, well, you're fascist. That means 74 million Americans who voted for Trump in the 2020 election, according to the sitting president, supporting this Trump agenda is semi-fascism. No American president has ever spoken of law-abiding American citizens this way. Biden is basically labeling us enemies of the state. Ever since Trump was elected, leftist rhetoric has been shrill and hysterical, but the language has in the past year or two become much more hateful and outright menacing. Words like treason and traitor are thrown around with gleeful abandon. Last night on a show on MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell twisted a comment by Senator Lindsey Graham that I talked about earlier yesterday into an indictment as a traitor. I don't mean traitor as an overheated metaphor, as if the dress is appalling, carries a traitor to fashion, but rather literally a traitor who deserves death. Talked about this yesterday. Graham said on cable news that if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Now, while we're not the ones who normally riot, right, there are quite a few conservatives out there right now who are looking at certain things going, they're looking at certain things saying, with everything that they've done and the way they're playing the game, and they leave us no other choice but to do this, what are we supposed to do? O'Donnell invents a different version of Graham's words. If you prosecute a friend of mine, there'll be riots in the streets. Those are his words. And as an aside, there have been plenty of times people have predicted riots in the streets if something happened that was perceived as a travesty of justice. Lots of people on MSNBC and CNN made the exact same predictions if Derek Chauvin was acquitted in the George Floyd case. After putting words in Graham's mouth, which, you know, you don't have to do that. Lindsey will take care of himself. He'll completely destroy your perception of him without putting anything in his mouth. O'Donnell moves on to the indictment. Lindsey Graham is what Churchill would call a Quisling. Quisling, which is an unambiguous synonym for traitor, got its name from Vikund Quisling, an infamous Norwegian fascist politician who supported the Nazi invasion of his country. O'Donnell proceeds to quote Churchill, "The fires of scorn and hatred for the filthy Quislings burn fiercely." And by this little verbal sleight of hand, O'Donnell can claim that he wasn't calling for scorn and hatred for Senator Graham. He was just quoting Churchill's views about Quislings. I'm sure that the ever-critical thinking MSNBC viewers, the discerning viewers that they are, understand the message. Lindsey Graham is a filthy Quisling, a traitor, and we should all feel fiercely burning scorn and hatred for him, and the sentence for treason is death. But the left, anybody who voted for Trump is a white nationalist terrorist, a fascist, a threat to national security, an insurrectionist. Never mind that millions of people of color, all the colors, voted for Trump. And never mind that if you compare criminal records, more Biden voters have criminal records than Trump voters. That's probably a fact. And never mind that it has been Democrats who support riots and street violence in American cities like Portland and Minneapolis. Invoking language of treason and traitors is linguistic preparation for war. And before invading Poland, Hitler and his henchmen spent months castigating the Poles as dangerous enemies intent on attacking Germany, as well as an inferior people undeserving of mercy, not unlike Hillary's basket of deplorables. In Rwanda, Hutu radio stations called the Tutsi their cockroaches for months before the slaughter began. And by such similar lies, the left is laying the ground for its own war on conservatives. Now, if they can convince the public that conservatives really are Quislings and white nationalist terrorists, then any kind of repressive measures can be justified. And few would object to preventative detention of traitors on the case of a clear and present danger to American democracy. Those of you that are sitting around right now and you're feeling completely uninspired by this current crop of Republicans sitting in Congress right now that, you know, like McCarthy, who will inherit being Speaker simply by the fact that he's never been voted out. And he's been there long enough to where he's senior now. That's it. That's his qualification. Not because he's a smoking hot legislator who knows his way around. He's a knife fighter when it's time to put together a bill. Oh, no. Just because he's blasted. And yet, despite that lack of resume, we unfortunately find ourselves in a moment where we're going to have to vote for him and back him. And we're going to have to vote for all of those and back them. And don't pay attention to the polls, and don't pay attention to what the news people say. And certainly on election day, do not pay attention on to the whole part of right now we're winning and you shouldn't even have to go vote. I mean, it's just one of those things. No need. Don't do that. So, this is not a time for complacency. Complacency is what got us where we're at, right? I'm guilty of it. I'm as guilty of it as you. I was so happy to be out of the military when I got out, because the military is good, except it's also tedious. And in peacetime, it is really tedious. And I can't imagine what it's like today. We used to do some stupid stuff when I was in the military. When I was in Ansbach, Germany, at Primary Leadership Development Course, which is the first level of NCO, non-commissioned officer development, We were spending our time one day painting rocks because the sergeant major of the army was in town and was going to come walking by, and he was going to see the PLDC Academy, and we had to have the best looking painted rocks of anybody out there. And God help us if we only painted the side of the rock that was facing up. You know, we had to flip them over and make sure that they were painted all the way around, because that's the proper military manner. When I got out, and one of the parting things that I was told as I left by my First Sergeant Donald Neal, was that to remember them. And I do. I do remember them. But at the same time, looking at the way things are now, I wonder how any of them feel. But as far as the left's concerned, you know, their increasingly strident language of violence lays the ground for preemptive physical violence, which would be very bad for them to go that route. I pray I'm wrong, but I see the seeds of civil war being sown. And the whirlwind that would be reaped would be by them, but it would cost us all. And we sort of are approaching the precipice. So we have to pay attention to this. We have to stay alert. Very simple thing. Very simple thing, really. when you think about it that way, it's a very simple thing. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. In California, the Golden State. Right now, they're facing their green alternative energy chickens. They're coming home for roost once again in the form of rolling blackout warnings from state officials due to summer weather. Warning on Tuesday issued by California's Independent System Operator, or ISO, stated that extreme heat hitting California in the west until next Tuesday is likely to strain the grid with increased energy demands, especially over the holiday weekend, because this coming weekend is Labor Day, the last bash of summer. Strain is set to hit a peak load above 48,000 megawatts on Monday, which would be the highest level seen in California this year. In what's likely to be the most extensive heat wave in the West so far this year, temperatures in Northern California are expected to be 10 to 20 degrees warmer than normal through Tuesday, September 6th. In Southern California, temperatures are expected to be 10 to 18 degrees warmer than normal. So in response, the ISO says it's taking measures to bring all available resources online and is limiting or delaying scheduled maintenance on the grid due to high loads with temperatures across the state to ensure all available generation and transmission lines are in service. On Twitter, breaking, California's grid operator says excessive heat starting tomorrow will stress energy grid, and it may have to issue a series of emergency notifications. It also expects to call on Californians for voluntary conservation via flex alerts over the long weekend. Now, what this breaks down to is if things get bad enough, the ISO says it will issue further emergency alerts to prepare market participants and the public for potential energy shortages and the need to conserve, and expects so-called flex alerts to be issued calling for voluntary energy conservation by Californians as a last resort before forcibly throwing certain areas into the dark to save the larger grid from crashing. Now, these flex alerts, when issued, call for consumers to reduce energy use from 5 to 9 p.m. when the system is most stressed because demand for electricity remains high and there's less solar energy available. No. Because the sun's going down, right? Yeah. On Twitter, due to high heat and forecasted energy demand across the state, power grid operator issued a heat bulletin to prepare consumers for hashtag flex alerts, especially on 9495. So this energy reduction means Californians are urged to set their thermostats to 78 degrees or higher, avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles, and turn off unnecessary lights. So all of you that, now I don't know how that works if you already have the solar array and everything going up. I don't know how much that actually affects the actual grid if you have your own little thing, your own little self-contained thing going on. But California is due to summer heat, telling its citizens to avoid charging their electric vehicles to prevent entire sections of the power grid from going down. That would be the same state that just announced a monumental step towards eliminating gas-powered vehicles by approving a new rule to phase out and ultimately ban new cars that run on gasoline. And, you know, do you think, listen, California, do you honestly believe that when you go to more electric cars, if you can't charge the ones you got right now, which I don't know what the percentage is, if you think increasing electric cars is going to make this better, you need to be listening to Elon Musk. He's the one that says, hey, we need to continue to develop oil and gas and fossil fuel and carbon because right now that's what works. Right now the electric car is a novelty. Yeah. It's only possible because of coal-fired generators that create the electricity for it to run. Now, a rule issued by the California Air Resources Board will require that all new cars sold in the state of California by 2035 be free of greenhouse gas emissions like carbon dioxide. So that means no gasoline vehicles. The rule also sets interim targets requiring that 35% of new passenger vehicles sold by 2026 produce zero emissions. This climbs to 68%. So the main choice remaining for Californians in the coming years will therefore be electric vehicles, despite the fact that California's grid cannot currently handle demand when temperatures spike. If all the new cars in California are electric, the strain on the Golden State's electrical infrastructure will only increase the threat of rolling blackouts and make flex alerts restricting power usage more likely. The leftist policies that they set forth could actually be called just call them stupidity on display. I remember there's been a couple of times when I've looked at things where, you know, I'll give you an example. I use Apple products, and in 2018 I bought a MacBook Pro. And the 2018 MacBook Pro was a pretty good computer, except this was a year when they started doing nothing but USB-C connections. So they refer to those, the 2018, 2019s, as the dongle book, because what they were trying to do was they were trying to set, if you will, all of the technology to work a certain way, except everybody wasn't in on this. USB-C was still around. HDMI was still around. You know, lightning connections were still around. So you had to have the dongles. And over the course of 2 years, when it became quite evident that nobody was doing that in 2021, they went back to accepting all kinds of other plugins. There for a moment, there was a cottage industry of the expansion drives that you could plug in. You'd have to plug them into the USB-Cs, and then you could plug the other stuff into the MacBook Pro. But, you know, they tried to make something happen that when it wasn't ready to go. And that's what this is. Now, California is out there telling everybody that we're about to be a ball of fire. And yet, despite these dates that they keep giving us, like we got 12 years till we're a ball of fire, we got 10 years till 8 years, clock's ticking. We still have 2020 till 2026 to produce zero emissions, and till 2035 to be free of greenhouse gas emissions, which unfortunately 2035 is 13 years away. We won't be here to see it. And it won't matter because the Californians that are there, I mean, the only time they'll get to drive around will be if they, like, move to a cooler climate or whatever. I mean, this is the stupidity that is the left. This is what they come with when they're out there saying, well, we're going to fundamentally transform America for the better. This is the fantasy, the green fantasy. I don't, as I'm sitting here thinking about this and looking at this, I've never seen anything just so ignorant. One of the reasons we don't build starships is because we don't have the capability of building a starship. As they're depicted on TV and in the movies, we don't have warp drive. We don't have any of that stuff. And that's because the technology is not there. We're still basically sitting a bunch of people on top of an explosion that's contained in a tube and firing them into space. The only way it could be less archaic would be if we were, or more archaic would be if we were using slingshots to fire them into space. And that's because where we are technologically, there's a lot of things on the board, a lot of things they're talking about, a lot of theories they're bringing out, and they have not figured out how to make those theories work yet. And now, despite all the changes that the Earth has been through, prior to the Industrial Revolution, in a very short period of time, we're about to turn the Earth into a burning ball of fire. And in the interim, all of the electric cars aren't going to run in California. I need to find a Californian that has an electric car and ask them about this. I'll have to give somebody a call. I need to find somebody. Anyway, hour number two is inbound, and coming up next is going to be the third episode of Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.